the world of cycling. Well, it's focused on one of the biggest, well, no, the biggest cycling event in the world, being the Tour de France. Let's catch up with that and local news too with Noel Sens, Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall. Noel, good morning.
Morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
Now, Pogacar, looking pretty good for the Tour de France?
Yep. Today, Pogacar, he'll win. He's absolutely invincible at the moment. The only thing that'll stop him is an accident. He's going very well.
Yeah, there's been a few accidents too, in it. The other thing that we should mention too, great stage win by Aussie Ben Connor, and in a reasonably good position too to maybe get that second spot on the dais.
Yeah, he's going all right. Ben O'Connor is from Fremantle in Western Australia. I don't know a terrible lot about him, you know, but he's going very well. He's in second in the Tour, 2 minutes behind Pogacar, but he's got a three-minute buffer to everybody else in the Tour. So he's got a good chance to stay on the podium. Like, he seems really good, so I guess fingers crossed there for Australia.
Yeah, indeed.
Tell us about Matthew Vanderpoel. He was leading for a week or so, and then he pulled out. What's happened there?
Yeah, well, he was always going to do so. He's going in the Olympics in mountain bikes, of all things, if you can believe that.
Cool.
He's a very, very multi-talented rider. He's Dutch, and he's a big threat in cycling. Wout van Aert, the Belgian guy, between them, they've won 7 World Cyclocross Championships together. And they also ride mountain bikes and road, and they've got this huge rivalry. But anyway, Matthew Vanderpoel got in the yellow jersey for 7 days. But he always said once he got out of the jersey, he was going home to prepare for the Olympics to ride a mountain bike. So that's it. And he's been criticised, though. Eddie Merckx has been in the press really bagging him out, saying how he's belittling the Tour. But he said that right from the word go. He wanted to get yellow to honour his grandfather who came second in the Tour. And he wanted to leave to prepare for the Olympics. It's pretty fair.
Yeah, but it's a tough decision, isn't it? You know, like, yes, you know, riding for your country and an Olympic gold medal, but also, you know, in a strong position in the Tour de France. I mean, that must have been a tough decision.
Yeah, well, he was in the yellow jersey, but once he was out of the yellow jersey and he wasn't going to be in contention anymore, which means he got his butt kicked because the mountains got too big. But look, he's a very good rider for the future. Like, he is, like, going to be the future of the Tour de France in the next year or so. Like, next year he'll ride the whole Tour. Like, he's a really, really huge prospect in cycling. But it's quite amazing. His team, they're only a second-level team. They weren't really going to be invited to the Tour de France normally except for him. And it's good that they got in there. And he rode so well. But evidently his mind was on two things, you know. He's thinking all the time, OK, when I get dropped, I'm out. I'm going to the Tour. After the Olympics, whereas, say, Merckx's theory is, oh, you must battle till the end, lose all your toenails, lose half your body weight, and then go to the Olympics buggered. So I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Everybody has different ideas.
Yes, indeed. Hey, now, you mentioned there cyclocross, and we'll talk more about local stuff in a minute, but it's a very, very big sport in Europe, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's been going for a long time. It's as big as road cycling over there. They have pro teams and contracts and everything. But basically, they're riding road bikes with wider tyres and better brakes, and they're riding on the dirt on road bikes and over obstacles, and sometimes they've got to carry their bikes. It's a huge sport. And a lot of the riders years ago in the Tour de France are also World Cyclocross champions, as is the case with Matthew Vanderpoel. And, it's a big sport and gaining pace in Australia rapidly.
Mm.
I hear you're getting behind the mic at the weekend for cyclocross, Noel.
Yeah, I am, Steve, over at Shepparton. It's a big event over there at the Shepparton Velodrome called Fruits of the Valley Cyclocross, and it's going to be big, I think. There appears to be over 200 people going to it so far, so it should be a good night. My only big concern is I'm about to have my eyes opened and awakened a little bit. It's going to be running the night, which I don't have. I think there's going to be some good lights over the Shepparton Velodrome. You're riding around in the dirt in the night time. Anyway, we shall see. I'm really positive about it. It's going to be a fantastic event. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it sounds very exciting and certainly, as you say, a growing area of the sport. Hey, Noel, before you leave us, we were talking to Dennis Bice yesterday from B Bendigo, and we've been focusing on Hargraves Mall a bit because it's been a bit of bad press over time. But I was just interested, and we were interested in pursuing where it's at the moment. Dennis had some positive things to say in terms of where it's getting to and where it's going to. You've been a long-time Mall trader there with Brother Paul and Judy in Sens Jewellers. What's your perception of it at the moment, mate?
Oh, while, it's run down, to be really honest, no matter how much money's been spent on it. I think a lot of the problems is that in the Hargraves, Mel, is that there's no police presence, you know? If you have regular police presence anywhere, any shopping centre, any shopping mall, there's got to be less trouble, and that's the main problem, in my opinion. And parking's a real issue in Bendigo, but it's definitely improving. A lot more shops are being let out.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're full now, but there's people who are signing leases and signs saying up, going up, the shops have been sold. I'd like to think the best attraction in the Mall is Sen's Jewelers, but probably other shops.
Well, we would agree with that, of course. But I guess it's going back to the old Field of Dreams movie. If you build it, they will come. So more shops get in there. That's going to get more people in there. More people in there is going to create more of a positive vibe, and so it builds.
Yeah, well, they're putting the big hotel over where Thomas the Jewelers were. That's going, starting. Well, it's already started, so that's going to be a boon for Bendigo, I reckon. Yeah. But it all, everything goes in waves, I suppose, in life. Like, malls have sort of gone down a little bit compared to shopping centres, and shopping centres offer vibrant lights and free parking and et cetera. So, but I think most towns need a CBD and a nucleus and a hub, and the Mall, to me, should stay there and get better, I reckon. But I mean,
yeah,
I've got a vested interest because I go there every day. I love going to the Hargraves Mall. I think it's fantastic, but it has been let go with a lot of empty shops for a long time.
Yeah, but as you said earlier, mate, now wait for this. I've been working on this one. Everything goes in cycles, hey?
Yes. Yep, I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Thanks very much. I'll keep it in the act. I might not open with it, though.
Now, if I get this right, Robbo, you just suggested we put a baseball pitch on in the Mall. Have I got the Field of Dreams? Have I got this right?
You go back to sleep.
Okay.
Noel, thanks very much, and have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Robbo. Hopefully an Australian gets on the podium in the tour.
Yeah. In fact, I'll talk to you on Saturday because I'm the fill-in host of the Sideline View on Saturday. So looking forward to having a chat to you then, mate.
Thanks, Robbo.
All the best. Noel Sens, Sens Jewelers in the Hargraves Mall.